Last night's GOP presidential debates, big and little, have been much mulled over, but let's take a look at how they filtered through social media. Fox News partnered with Facebook to put the debates on. The Twitter hashtag GOP debate was trending all day. Even the news aggregator app Flipboard started a channel for the election last night. Mike Barry is deputy audience director for The Guardian U.S. And Mike, according to Google Search, former Hewlett-Packard CEO Carly Fiorina was the clear winner last night because people Googled her name the most during that so-called kiddie table debate. Your thoughts?
What's so interesting about it in this situation is that each of these second-tier candidates were looking for an opportunity to get their message out, to sort of break through the noise of these 17 candidates running for the GOP nomination for president. What's so amazing about what Carly Fiorina did is that she was able to really excite enough of the political establishment to have them start tweeting about it. And Twitter trends matched the Google trends, that we saw a rise in tweets about Carly Fiorina as we saw a rise in searches about Carly Fiorina. The question is whether people watching the debate were seeing this kind of reaction themselves and Googling her, or whether they were seeing this on social media and checking her out on Google after that.
That's so interesting. So people may not even been seeing the debates, but they were seeing the tweets about Carly Fiorina and they may have been Googling from there.
I mean, it's entirely possible. It's hard to tell in the exact moment-to-moment whether that was coming from Google or whether it was coming from Twitter, but we do know that they happened at the same time, and that's a very interesting point to note.
Right. Here is Carly Fiorina talking about Donald Trump, just to give people a sense of what everyone was talking about.
You know, whatever your issue, your cause, the festering problem you hoped would be resolved, the political class has failed you. That's just a fact, and that's what Donald Trump taps into. I would also just say this, since he has changed his mind on amnesty, on health care, and on abortion, I would just ask, what are the principles by which he will govern?
And that's the kind of thing that lit up social media. And it's interesting to us, Mike, because so there you have a woman who was shining last night. Women are over half the electorate. The GOP can point to Fiorina to try to draw in some of those women. But then there was this exchange in the main debate between Fox's Megyn Kelly and Donald Trump.
You've called women you don't like fat pigs, dogs, slobs, and disgusting animals. Your Twitter account
only
has
Rosie
several...
O'Donnell.
No, it wasn't.
Okay. So, Mike, she was going to go on and talk about his Twitter account. We'll mention that in a second. But let the tweeting begin. What happened?
This was far and away the most talked about moment from the debate last night. And when you want to talk about who, quote unquote, won the GOP debate last evening, it's safe to say that whoever people are talking about the next morning is pretty much the winner. And that is, once again, Donald Trump.
Well, wait a second, because maybe people are talking about him with disdain, or, you know, there's the tweet that Rosie O'Donnell sent out right afterwards.
Yes, Rosie O'Donnell did send out a tweet that said, try explaining this to your kids. And she was really referring to her own personal situation. What's interesting about that from a social media context is that she was able to respond in almost real time to what was happening on television. What's also very interesting about it is that Donald Trump is quite simply a very good showman. And he understands social media in a way that I don't know if every other campaign understands. And he's able to take that moment and really turn it into a soundbite. He turned it into a funny moment.
A tweet. He turned it into a tweet.
Many tweets. Many tweets about Megyn Kelly. Many tweets about that moment. And what he's really doing is defending his personal brand.
Well, here's a tweet that he retweeted last night. And Megyn Kelly was trying to point out that on his Twitter feed, he's pretty disparaging. And one that he retweeted appeared to be from a Fox viewer who said, Fox viewers give low marks to bimbo Megyn Kelly. Now, okay, so he's good at social media, but is that the kind of thing that will come back like a boomerang if you are a presidential candidate? Can you imagine a president of the United States retweeting somebody calling somebody as hugely popular as Megyn Kelly on Fox a bimbo?
Absolutely not, from my perspective. But it's certainly not going to hurt him right now because he already has a reputation as a maverick, somebody who is who he is. And that is how he is presenting himself, both on social media and to the people paying attention to the GOP nomination process right now.
We'll talk about a couple other candidates real quick. Rand Paul, what is his campaign doing with social media?
They're very sophisticated, and what they're doing is taking a very specific strategy to break through this general noise that I keep talking about. He had a line in the debate last night about how he didn't want to register his guns or his marriage in Washington, speaking about, obviously, Second Amendment rights, as well as same-sex marriage. And that speaks to how he's trying to set himself apart from this crowd as somebody who cares about civil liberties in a conservative context.
The Republican candidates used Instagram. This is the photo posting site. Snapchat. Users could see behind the scenes and see a montage of photos and videos from the debate. Just your sense on social media. From what we saw last night, how big a part of the campaign it's going to be?
It's going to be an absolutely massive part of the campaign. And what is most interesting is that as there are new platforms for these candidates to appear on, they're going to be pushing hard. The question is who are their audiences on these different platforms and what are they going to be doing with them? It's not so simple to post a video on Instagram and expect that to work on Twitter or on Facebook. These candidates are going to develop extraordinarily sophisticated social media strategies, and they're also going to counter-program other candidates with their social media strategies. A perfect example of that from last night is what Hillary Clinton did on her Twitter feed. She obviously was a big feature in the GOP debate with candidates criticizing her, but instead of her responding directly, she posts a selfie Kim Kardashian posts a selfie with herself, Kanye West, and Hillary Clinton, who appeared at a fundraiser in L.A. It's a perfect way for her to break through the noise, too, and remind everybody that she's still there and that she can sort of rise above this melee and do other things. And I don't think that you can underestimate the importance of what counter-programming on social media is going to do to the day-to-day narrative of the campaign.
My head is exploding. Kim Kardashian and Kanye West entered into last night's debate. Mike Barry, Deputy Audience Director for The Guardian U.S., with a look at last night through social media. Thanks so much.
It's my pleasure, Robin. Thank you.